This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, Se'if Zion. The Mechaber says that a shul of the big city, that people come from outside, even if they built it with their own money, they cannot sell it. The Mechaber says, Elo imkein talu isoy b'das hayachad, unless they hinged it on the opinion of one person, sha'az yaseh b'y hayachad ma sheyirtzeh. Then this individual could do whatever he wants, b'haskamas hatzibor. He could do whatever he wants with the consent of the tzibor. B'u'adin l'chol divrei kedusha sh'nizkru kan. The same din would apply for all matters of Kedusha mentioned here, selling any items of Kedusha. Dekulu, Gerere, Basar, Beis HaKnesset. They're all dragged after. They're all secondary to the Beis HaKnesset. Says Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Hei Elam Kein Talu Oysoi V'chulu Hainu Shetolu Be'ez HaBinyan Es Beis HaKnesset Al Datai. Not that they appointed him later. At the time they built the shul, they were toiled on his das. And therefore his das is considered like the seven trustees of the city. This is all if they built it from their own money. But if others from the outside donated, then it's not going to help if they appointed a yachid. It's not going to help that they hinged it on the das of an individual. Because there might be a guy on the other end of the world who's not happy with this sale. So therefore, what the Mechaber is saying is that a shul of a walled city, a big city, that people come from the outside, if they built it, if A, they built it from their own money, and B, they hinged it on one person, then it could be sold for anything. But if it's lacking any of those two ingredients, if they built it from funds from the outside, or if they didn't build it and appoint someone at that time, then it can't be sold. Lamed Vav, Bahaskamas HaTzibor. That individual could sell it with the consent of the Tzibor. Devadei lo hiya daitam shim kar yachad beis gashalam b'lai daitam. Even though they, when they built it, they hinged it on his das, but they didn't abdicate any all of their authority. It's only with their consent. So you say, if you need their consent, how does this guy's decision help? Now we don't need the trustees. We just need the people. Rak b'maymer anshe er levad. V'gam loy motzi enosh da'alma la'akvay. And now, a person from the outside cannot be ma'akev. What if they explicitly say, we appoint you, and we abdicate our das? V'im beferush talu b'das hayachar, if they explicitly hinge it on the das of an individual, shayachal limkar, that he could sell it, v'yasem ashirtz, and do whatever he wants, v'yaskamasam, then ain't tzarch lasses v'yaskamasam. We don't need their consent. V'hu adin l'chol divrei kedusha. Pirush, kagoyin teva, let's say, the aroin, umetbachas, or the cloths of the Sefer Torah, v'chadoyma, nesgarm b'sev beiz, dinam k'moy beis ha'knesses, atzmoy l'inyan zeh, namely, d'chol hechi d'iyu nas ha'day d'kulei alma, that whenever it was made for the whole world, when would that be? K'goyin d'krachim, let's say it's a big city shul, so that the arayin and the cloths were made for not only the residents of this city, but people from outside, Hanachnami nasa mistama dead kulayama. Then these items were also made for everyone. Vizehu mashakasav amechaber dekulu greiri basar beisakneses. So whatever the status of the shul is, whoever the shul is built for, the items of kedusha are made for. V'chein kol davar hashayach lebeisakneses. Likewise, anything connected to the shul could go in chatzerois, the courtyards, a mikvah. Amrinan gamken ki hagavna v'loy matzi lamachran, they cannot be sold or lesagran or closed down lemnaya mehen archin to prevent guests. When we come up, loy chomer mi beis haknesses. It's not going to be more chomer than the beis haknesses. Namely, that when in a circumstance that you could sell the shul, you could sell them. V'choma shenizkar besif zeh, anything mentioned in this sif, the shiva tuva yair b'maymen ansha yair. So when do we mention the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir B'maymer Anshei Ha'ir? If you have a shul in a village, so it's only made for them. However, the money, you can't go down. But if they sell it, Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir B'maymer Anshei Ha'ir, then you could use the money for whatever you want. So we had the status of Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir B'maymad Anshei Ha'ir. Namely, B'kfarim Yichom Lohitzenim L'chulin, Lav Davka B'beis HaKnesses El Afilu B'tashmishei Kedusha Din Kein. Also with items of Kedusha, this it would have this din. Ach Mikomakam Yesh Chiluk Beinayu. There is still a Chiluk between a B'beis HaKnesses and Tashmishei Kedusha. Di B'tashmishei Kedusha. When it comes to Tashmishei Kedusha, even though you're allowed to use the money when it's sold in the villages, if you sell an arayin or you sell mitpachas, you could do whatever you want with the money. But the items that were sold to someone else, they must maintain those items in their kedusha. They can't use the sweater of the Sefer Torah to wear as a sweater for themselves. The kedushas haguf ninhu, because tashmishei kedusha is kedushas haguf. The ein yoytzei lechulin, and tashmishei haguf don't go out lechulin. Avol beis haknesses, the tashmishei mitzvah, a shul that's sold, or tashmishei mitzvah that are sold, mutar l'shtamishem, you could use them. K'may shakasav l'kaman b'sivtes. Ba'ayin lekaman b'sif yud, u'v'simin kufnun dalet, sif gimel, b'mishnah bura, u'be'er halacha. Sif katan lamed ches, dekulei grerei basar b'sekneses, they're all drawn after the shul. Kol klei b'sekneses, all the vessels, all the utensils, all the items of a shul, the safsalim, the benches, the yirios, the curtains of beis haknesses, dinam ke beis haknesses, they have the same din as the beis haknesses itself. V'yalken, therefore, kishamachru shiva tova ir b'maymen anshei ha'ir b'kfarim, if they're sold by the trustees in the presence of the people in the villages, you could use the money for whatever you want. And if you don't have the consent of the trustees and the people, you can't use the money for whatever you want. That's the simple reading of the Magen Avraham, who codifies the Ran in the name of the Yushalmi on the Shulchan Aruch. In the Sefer Koivetz on the Rambam, I don't know what that Sefer is. What's Sefer Koivetz on the Rambam? Whoever gets the answer to the Koivetz on the Rambam will get a free Spanish Rebbe Meir. Okay. What's Koivetz on the Rambam? Okay. Hilchosfil pergirav kasav denirolei dafilu bekrachim, even by the big cities, echoilim lemachram, you could sell them, ledeve haran. I, in the big cities, you're now to sell the shul, so why are you allowed to sell the items of the shul? Dedafka leinyan mechiras, beis haknesses, gufa, amrinan, deloi machli, rabim, chelkam, leshivei tuvei air. this idea that when you have a big shul in a big city, that when you have a shul in a big city, you can't sell it because there are people who come from the Welt Arayin. That's only regarding the sale of the shul itself. Because we say the Rabbim is not Moichel, they're Chelek to the Shivei Tuva'er. But when it comes to benches, there's no such din that the Rabbim is not Moichel. Mashen kein bezev, l'chein yachal ha-gabai l'machram b'tziruf anshei o'er. Therefore the Gabai could sell it together with the people, l'hoitzei ha-mois l'chulen. Okay, now, the Dirshu brings a very interesting question. This is very common. Someone's making a simcha, they want to borrow the chairs of the shul. So, are you allowed to do that? Is that using an item of Beis HaKnesses L'inyan Choyl? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Nun Dalet Sivkat and Sif Yud Beis says, you're allowed to do this. Why? It's Ki'ilu Hisnu Metchila L'kachtam, because that's the minog. The Sefer Ginzei HaKodesh brings from Reb Nissen Karelitz that even though regular benches, it's mistaber, the minhag is to take them for a simcha, but very heavy benches, you know, the pews, yeah? You can't start schlepping out the pews for your afruf. The pews are meant to be there. Well, the Sefer you are referring to is Koivetz Chidusha Rambam. Because of what is it? Is it collection of advanced lumbers? I would say. No, AI did not get that right. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think the Chofetz Chaim would be bringing a Brisker Sefer. No, in Halacha. No.
It's in the back of the Frankel Rambam.
It's in the back of the Frankorama? Who? What is it exactly?
I don't know. It's in the Sefer Halikutim. It says Kovetz. It doesn't say who wrote it. I don't know who wrote it.
How do you know that's what it is? You just found it in the back of the Franco? Or somebody says that?
He says. That's what he says. This is his discussion.
What?
That's what he says. He says what he's pointed to say.
Oh, you mean you found these words there?
Yeah, it's a whole Sefer Torah. That's what he's talking about.
Okay, but who wrote it? We don't know. Okay. Yeah, okay. Shkayach. Don't go anywhere.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.